This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Police in London say a man crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists before hitting a set of barriers outside of Britain's Houses of Parliament on Tuesday, causing a number of injuries.
It was actually behind me, so I thank God that I wasn't actually hit. You know, it was that close to me. I'm just so shocked.
Authorities said officers arrested the male driver of the car on suspicion of terrorist offenses. They said there were no other people in the car and that they did not find any weapons. The London Ambulance Service said it treated and transported two people to a hospital and that neither had injuries that were life-threatening. Last year, a man drove a car into pedestrians on nearby Westminster Bridge, killing four people before stabbing to death a police officer outside of Parliament. Police shot that attacker dead. It appears the Turkish currency has temporarily ended its slide following central bank action launched Monday, providing cash to banks. The currency, which has declined over 40% this year, reflects the country's debt burden, high inflation, and tensions with the U.S.
Türkiye diğer alanlarda olduğu gibi.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained again Monday that Turkey's being encircled economically and such attacks will continue for some time. The two countries remain at odds over the jailing of an American pastor and Turkey's demand for extradition for an exiled Muslim cleric it accuses of masterminding the failed 2016 coup. The tensions are also caused by tariffs and sanctions. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram doubts the Turkish measures will stabilize the currency.
I think the basic problem, as I keep coming back to, is that under Erdogan, the economic institutions have been largely hollowed out.
This is VOA News. Vote counting continues following Mali's presidential election runoff. Voter turnout was reported low. Opposition candidate Soumaila Cisse said he's rejecting the result over accusations of fraud and violence. Official results are expected later this week. Incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is expected to secure a second five-year mandate. In Afghanistan, Taliban insurgents have overrun an army base in Faryab province, killing at least 14 soldiers, even as they have battled for control of the central city of Ghazni. Security forces have been backed by U.S. advisors and airstrikes. General Tariq Shah Bahrami said security forces have suffered around 100 fatalities, with 20 to 30 civilians who have died, and claims hundreds of insurgents have either been killed or wounded. While security forces said Taliban fighters are confined to their last pocket, the insurgents claim to control most of the city. The Syrian government Monday vowed to ensure the safe return of refugees. Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Maqdad said refugee returns are a top priority and would welcome foreign assistance.
Any international assistance should be given to the Syrian people, but not compromising the main principles of the convictions of the Syrian people as far as the unity and territorial integrity of Syria and its people are concerned. So we expect help, yes, but we don't need any preconditions.
The Syrian Public Administration Minister insisted the government has restored thousands of schools and hundreds of hospitals and that about 3.5 million internally displaced have returned to their homes. A UN report Monday said the Islamic State insurgency still has up to 30,000 members in Syria and Iraq, with a reduced covert version expected to survive recent efforts to destroy them. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Monday rejected President Donald Trump's recent offer of talks with no preconditions. He referred to the U.S. regime that is a bully and always wants something, and negotiations only give them the tools to continue hostilities. Washington reimposed sanctions after pulling out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly made a rare visit to Egypt in May that included a secret meeting with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi about the situation in Gaza. And hundreds of people were hurt, 9 seriously, when a wooden platform they were jumping on collapsed at a seaside festival in Spain. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.